Right. Okay, so like I said, there are other questions, but we'll have to put those off for another time. Any final thoughts or wrap up for this call?
Yeah. You are responsible for Dira Petach Tainim. The Rebbe mentioned how, why do we say Dira Petach Tainim, Lashon Rabim? Why not Lashon Yochid? Elam Hazeh Atach Tainim, the lowest world. Why does it Dira Petach Tainim, lowest worlds, plural? So the Rebbe explained that the nature of the lowest world is Ribui and Hishalkus. And basically that means that every little corner of Elam Hazeh is different than every other corner. And what you have to do to bring Mashiach to one country or to another country, you know, every culture has its own language and its own jokes and its own psychology. And then if you break it down even more granular, every home is just its own little entity within Elam Hazeh. So Dira Petach Tainim really means that each house, each family unit, each individual Jewish home is like a whole world unto itself. So you have an incredible responsibility, and I don't mean it to scare you, I mean it to build you up, because if Hashem is asking this of you, it means that you were given the ability to do it, to make your home as beautiful and comfortable of a place to be right now as you can. And if you're comfortable and your wife is comfortable, then the Shechina is comfortable. And that's Dira B'Tach Tainim. And it all happens in your house, in your Dalet Amos. And it's an incredibly powerful, I mean, it's what the whole world was created for. So, you know, take it seriously, but also enjoy it, because it's a beautiful thing that you're doing.